Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, thank you, everyone. This was a unplanned, semi-planned show that we thought about today because we've gotten word that my son's plane was arriving early from, it was going to be an early flight out of Philly. And then we raced over there. What happened, Jim?
Airlines.
The airlines, yes.
So finally you just...
It was coming, then it wasn't.
Then you
coming
pull, and, yeah, then you pull up a tracker on an app on your phone. That's the best way to do it. Or go to American Airlines.
Yeah, we couldn't keep going website. All the way home and then fighting... You know, military base traffic all the way back. Anyway, welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I'm speaking to those in such an informal way. These are like regulars of ours that hang out on the Psychic Love Doctor Show Facebook page. And they knew that I had a son coming home after like 6 months away. And they were cheering us on last night. So anyway, welcome to all you Facebookers and you blog talkers. We're happy to have you too.
It's like the real Friday show. Yesterday we kind of said that was
that
the Friday
was a
show
drill
because we thought it was. So we're still doing these again too. Okay, but go ahead, Deb.
Now this is a later time for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we want
much later.
Yeah. Well.
2 hours.
Yes, 2 hours later.
The West Coast folks will be happy.
Now those from England or
will
the
not be happy.
Will not be happy.
West Coast folks will be very happy.
Yeah.
Because they have had a chance to get off work. They got a 5 o'clock job and take care of stuff and chill. So anyway,
I want to
carry on.
Share with all of you, especially anybody new that's listening in or joining us for a call. I am only using ordinary playing cards. That's the basis of this method my grandmother taught to me for using the cards as a focal point for intuitive perception. So we don't want to confuse these with tarot, oracle cards, or any of the other wonderful systems that I know are out there, but I've only studied this one. And as such, I'm the only living expert of this method. So it's a great privilege to me when I get the chance to pass it on to others and teach them. So I will be putting out information very soon about that. Secondly, I'd like you to know that I'm using a full 24-card layout for each of our callers. I will be laying out the cards as I would normally in a private session. I prefer this over, you know, just a few random cards because also there's more depth to your reading. I get to see the landscape, basically, of your life, where you are, where you've been, where you're going, that kind of thing. So it really helps to add more dimension to your reading. And with that said, I'm now going to turn this over to my co-host and esteemed shotgun rider, Jimbo.
You could say colleague.
Yeah. Really?
Esteemed colleague.
Oh, yeah. I just don't want to feed your ego a little too much
ego's
yet.
Yeah, ego's a giant.
Okay.
We want to remind everybody this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. That is our opening legal disclaimer because you have to do those things nowadays. International folks, if you're here, let us know. We'll give you a live international shout-out like we are to Laura from Canada.
Laura!
All right. Anyway, folks, whether you're calling in or if you're on Facebook, either way, or Skyping in, because you can Skype in too, just let us know and you will get the shout-out. We're not going to interrupt somebody talking in a reading, but we'll give it to you as soon as we get a little break in there, sneak in there, and maybe in between something. That number, speaking of show, 515, not 50, erase that, 515-602. 9676. That's an all-in. We got a few people on hold, so they're listening. I think I'm going to have faith. One time, you know, when you have a problem, once in a while you get paranoid, then you also need to always do stuff. I usually call in to check, but I'm going to have faith that the audio is fine if I don't feel like calling in while I'm talking. I should have done it while you're talking, and I failed.
Bad, Jim.
So I'm going to roll with it. Anyway, when you call in that number, they're going to tell you you can listen to the show while you wait. And if you're hearing the show, everything's working like it's supposed to. You're going to get your reading as soon as we start going live and picking you in the order you called.
If we reach a low in the readings, did you tell us?
I will get to that, Deb.
Okie dokie.
She doesn't know how to stay in her lane.
I guess not.
Solid white lines. Yeah. She's going to get a ticket. All right. When we take you live, we will ask that you do the following things if you legally and safely can. And we'll explain why at the end of the recitation. Get your speakerphone off, Bluetooth off, all the background sounds, anything you had to keep yourself entertained while you're waiting, shut them down. Multitasking, running around, doing stuff, might as well do that when you're on hold. Remember the old days when you're on a little dial-up phone with a cord? You couldn't do much on hold.
No.
They didn't have speakerphone or nothing, so you were stuck.
Yeah, just waiting.
No, we could put. I actually literally put the phone in my pocket at work sometimes, put it on speakerphone.
Or you call somewhere with the most horrible music.
Well, yeah, they want you to hang up.
Oh, they do.
Mm-hmm. And basically, perfect scenario when we take you live, if you're in your home, you find your quietest place that has the best cell phone reception and zero noise and zero distractions. And the reason you ask that is because when you folks call in, you're just going in through the cell phone world, but eventually you're hitting Blog Talk Computer Network. That's getting fed to us, and it's coming out our computer speakers, and, well, you know, there's a lot of loss of quality there by the time it comes out. So if you got stuff going on, it just gets worse and worse and worse. So please, please, if you legally and safely can, do those things that I said to do. Okay? Now, and occasionally, we always do, pretty much every show. Monday's a whole different ballgame, but every show we will take breaks in the phone callers or the people Skyping in, and we will switch over to you Messenger folks that cannot call in and different reasons. Typically, you're international. Sometimes people are just can't call in. You know, cell phone's dead, charging, but they got their laptop. You know, stuff like that. Whatever, we're cool. But we will open that floor to Facebook Messenger audio or video calls, whatever you decide. A couple very important catches. You're not catches, important things to think about. Remember, first of all, you have to be friends with Deborah Lee on Facebook.
Yes.
And the reason for that is because that's who you will be doing your Messenger call to Deborah Lee, not for the Psychic Love Doctor show.
No.
And the biggest one of them all is don't just start thinking like the Blog Talk phone communications where you can just call in and go on hold. There's no hold system. So if you call and we're not 100% ready, we have to hang up immediately. We'll be punished. But you've just wasted your time. So that's all. That's your name and attitude. And also, since it's really Friday tonight, and yesterday was like Friday Junior, that sound is the Rebel Yell. Because after your reading is over with Deborah, and when you hear that guy scream, yeehaw, your reading's done. Don't try to sneak more questions in, please. We have people. We have to limit. All good things must come to an end, and free readings have to come to an end. Sorry. So when you hear the Rebel Yell, that's your reading's done with Deborah, and I'm going to give you a quick one-card Rebel card reading. It's not an angel card reading, mind you.
Some of them you can't even read.
No. If it was totally my show, she wasn't here, I would read some of these to you. But I can't do it because she would.
Well, some of them are really
inappropriate. She might actually kill me live.
Well, and there's no way to clean them up, really.
Well, some of them will tell you, like, to stop being a dumbass and stuff like that.
Pull your head out.
But she, the commandant wants it to keep, you know.
It's just good manners. Unless you all really wanted them.
I feel uncomfortable. You know, if it was like a total show, my show, and all people like me and buddies were calling in, we'd be doing those big time.
Plus, we don't want to get in trouble with Blog Talk. I've heard we can lose our standing.
That's bullshit. See, notice why I said bullshit and I didn't sugarcoat it? It's the internet. It's not regulated by the FCC. We're not, just because we swear, it's not like we're doing like some dog porn or anything like that. It's just swearing. It's swearing. Kids in grade school are swearing. You don't like it, but they are. Let's see. Talked about the international. Talked about the RoboCard. I believe the time has come for all good men and women.
Somebody dropped.
Yep, that's fine. We're going to 203 Connecticut, 203.
Hello there. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Pat and Chance.
Tell her what?
Oh,
it's funny because Cal, just like 2 minutes ago, there was two of you folks from the 203 area code on, but somebody probably had to go or their cell phone dropped.
Okay.
But you were first. I think you were first.
So we're glad to have you.
I heard most of your talking in the beginning. Did your son arrive?
Yes. Finally.
Ultimately.
And then.
Good.
Takes them over 30 minutes just to get the luggage thing going.
That is the trademark of Norfolk International Airport. You might as well, you know what? If the bar was open, you might as well have 2 or 3 cocktails before you even go to the luggage carousel at Norfolk International Airport.
Yeah. Well,
anyway,
I'm happy for you.
I'm happy too.
Yeah.
Now he's got 3 weeks of vacation time.
Yeah.
So I think that's gonna. Yep, he'll stay up late playing his game, and he will sleep late in the morning.
Yeah, I mean
that's wonderful.
That's like going on a deployment. That's what you do.
Yes.
You come back and do nothing.
Oh, and thank you for that lovely Christmas card message that you sent us. It came in the mail today.
Isn't that a nice thing? You're welcome.
It really is, wow. You have beautiful handwriting. Beautiful.
Oh, listen, that took me 26 times.
Really?
It's so hard. Oh, yes, it's so hard to have nice handwriting. Honestly, I'm not exaggerating. Over and over and over again. And finally, that's it. I'm not doing it anymore. But, yeah.
Beautiful.
Well, I mean, it's becoming a lost thing, writing, period. Nobody writes anymore.
Very true.
It is. Children don't know how to do it, and they don't even have the muscles in their hands anymore to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I think they kind of make them do it at an early age. Then after when they start advancing education, it just kind of goes away.
Well, they're taking the cursive out of the schools.
Yeah, and their muscles are being formed with the phones. And really, seriously, they're not forming muscles for writing.
They'll be ready. They'll be like cavemen with chalk on a wall, you know?
Yeah.
The times are changing.
Times are changing. For the better, for the most part, but not all the way.
Well,
right.
Pat, what are you looking at?
Yeah, what do you want to talk about?
Well, it looks like it started up snowing again in the Berkshires, but it's going to stop maybe tomorrow at 6 in the morning. So the roads right now are clear, so I'm going to head up. I'm not sure what time, whether to do it real early or later, but if you just want to talk about the trip, it's exhausting to do it. It's either a day trip or a quick overnight, and it's stressful. So,
well, you know, try to get right behind a good snowplow.
Well, she says they're cleared now.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know what the accumulations are going to be overnight. I don't know if it's tapering off. Maybe it's
not
tapering
much.
Off. Or not much communication. No. That's good then. Good.
No.
They do, that's the point. The damn things finally do taper off a little bit.
Well, where we come from, they're having 30 inches plus.
Plus, yeah.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yes.
Well, look at Buffalo a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, they got.
They like 4 feet. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That's taller than a lot of children, four feet, you know.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, they probably have about a foot, but the roads are clear. But how do you see the visit going?
Well,
I'm just a jump ahead of you.
Yeah, yes. Not just the trip. And I got both.
Word up on that. Okay. What do you, you already see something?
No, I just started it.
Okay. Now, if I remember right, were you were thinking same day, overnight, but you were, were you preferring it overnight, or what was that? Or was that just a contingency plan?
Oh, I prefer overnight.
Yeah.
The daughter-in-law gets so stressed that sometimes I just do a day, but it's working out that there's an office downstairs and a pull-out couch, and the landlord is letting me stay down there, so less stress for everybody, including Chance. So spending the night.
Yes, well, I am seeing that your trip, you're going to have to take it slow. Even if the roads are plowed, there's still going to be icy patches, as I'm sure you already expect. And so do be prepared. You don't want to be skidding off into any kind of, you know, snowbank.
Bitch. It's a bitch ditch. Oh. Those are the kind of all the ditches. The bitch ditch is the worst one.
So yes, you're going to want to. And I wanted to let you know, your son is going through some really good changes. I think that he's going to surprise
you. A little maturation process?
Yeah. And your daughter-in-law is going to be warmer than she's ever been to you. I mean, things are really coming together for you, Pat.
Wow. So it looks like you got something to look forward to.
Oh, yes. And I'm going to tell you, the new year is bringing more little jobs for you to do. And I see you really, yeah, you're going to be able to build kind of a little nest egg.
Well, sure. And, you know, the problem is, and she knows, everybody knows, people with the holidays and presents and stuff, they start tightening the budgets and they start spending and doing, hiring other people to do things. And they shut that down for a couple weeks or so. So some people benefit from the holidays. Yeah. Some people take the ticket and the shorts on the holidays.
Right.
Yeah. So your card is better. You're gonna have a good time.
It's good. It's good to hear about my son. You know, every time I do this work with Chuck, I almost immediately think, "Good Lord, how is my son gonna heal himself?" Because this is so oriented towards God. I don't know if he'll ever get there when he finally does seek help. But then I just put aside and just pray for him. But he really needs to make some big changes.
Well, I think he's going to surprise you in that respect.
Good.
Yeah. Okay.
And my little granddaughter?
I'm sorry?
We missed that. What was that?
And my little granddaughter, how's it going to be with me and her?
Well, they don't have issues with the baby, do they? Your little... Yeah, because I don't see anything resulting from that. Is Chance good with the granddaughter?
Amazing. Did you get the article that I sent you about Chance?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's my granddaughter. And I had to keep Chance away from children and teenagers most of his whole life because he bit a girl who was tormenting him, a little girl. And I was terrified. And last fall, Carrie sent me that photo. I thought, oh, my God. Chance let Freya, go up to him and hug him. And anyway... I just want to know, are we going to have fun playing together?
Oh, I think so. She's at the age now where she can really start to adore her grandma, you know.
Good.
Oh, yeah, you're going to, the sun will rise and set by grandma to that little girl.
Okay.
So, and yeah, I think it's going to be just terrific. And I'm happy, Pat, that you're working on yourself. And you have some really good supportive resources that are working with you. So I think
guy is amazing.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Ooh, that's loud.
It should be loud.
That's wonderful.
A rebel yell should be loud. All right. The subject of your rebel card reading, remember, ever at Rebel, not Angels, don't believe every crappy thought you have. Thoughts can be sneaky. Sneaky lying sons of bitches.
Yes, they can.
So I think it's saying don't get too hung up on the negative.
Well, the thing is, those of us with anxiety tend to overthink everything.
And you try to figure out ways everything's going to go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what that is. Not everything will go wrong unless you overthink it and make it happen.
Right.
I freak myself out about driving up there and. Yeah. I saw the extent that I put myself in anxiety, but I appreciate your warning. Up there, is it going to be difficult going back as well, as far as the roads?
I'm thinking not. And I've been following the weather reports. It's like once this big system gets out of here, it looks pretty good after that. But I'm no meteorologist, you know.
Oh,
right.
Very suddenly.
Okay.
Even the meteorologists screw all that stuff up once in a while. Not as much as they used to back in the 70s, but no, they're a lot better now.
Well, pass it up to you.
Thank you.
And give that little boy of yours a nice squeeze.
Yeah, and you can give us a call when you get back and let us know what went down.
Yes, I did.
Yep. Say hi. Love you guys. Thank you.
I might love you too, Pat. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
He does. He's got some sort of esophageal problem.
Well, and you know, remember Missy?
But she had
No, she was just so old that her voice got hoarse. Even I think Ginger started getting a hoarse voice. Dogs that actually just got to old age. Didn't have a hoarse voice. They didn't have secondary causes like some of our dogs. Those Ginger and Missy, they just got old.
Yeah.
They lived their life out with no medical issues. They just, their time had come and their voices started getting hoarse. Because you know what? They're old timers.
True.
And that's nothing wrong with it. All right. Let's move on. We're going to area code 828, which is neighbor to the south. So North Carolina 828. Welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Hello.
And this is, who are we speaking
Jessica.
Yes, of course.
Sorry, different area code.
That's all right.
I did not recognize the area code.
How are things going, Jessica? Are you getting ready for Christmas?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The main thing I was kind of wanting to look at today is my own ex.
My ex. Okay.
I just want to know what is he feeling when it comes to me? Because, you know, we went to court back in September, October-ish, and it didn't go in his favor.
That's the way the court crumbles,
A lot of times it doesn't go in somebody's favor, but yes, indeed. All right, and you want to know what he's feeling about
about me, yes, about me, because he knows I got the kid.
In September, you said?
The first time was in September. The second time was in October.
Oh, okay, so it's a couple months ago. So, yeah, well, that's the way the court system goes.
Well, it is true. And, you know, when there's a child involved, everybody's focusing on the child. And a lot of times I think these fathers just feel defeated and they're angry, you know.
Yeah,
so,
and he was angry and stuff. I could see that in his little face, but I'm like, I'm the one carrying all the weight.
Exactly.
That you're not carrying that weight. I have to deal with these people all the time. You don't deal with them like I do.
With,
you know,
issues that took you back to court, child support, visitation, something like that.
No, I had an adjustment. I asked for an adjustment if we didn't have the increase of everything, I would not done that. I would just went ahead and did what I got. But due to the increase of everything costing, and that includes food, so
I'm noticing the food, how it's all creeping up. You know, things that you remember that was $5. Now it's like $7.95. So,
My little one loves food.
He still has feelings for you. Are you aware of that?
I feel like he does.
Yes, he does. And he's really sorry that the relationship went south the way it did. So, has he ever apologized to you? Because you are going to get an apology. And soon.
I haven't yet.
But he's feeling ashamed of himself. Yeah, Jim?
I'm not a card reader, but yeah, you still have to take apologies with a grain of salt.
because
with him, I don't know if I can even accept that type of apology because of how it was treated, in the past, and now he's starting to see. Yeah. I guess he's starting to see what I've been through, going through, and
the thing was, a lot of men that are on the abusive side, and there probably are women too. I've never dealt with them, but a lot of them feel like you made them be that way.
Well, that's how they justify it in their brain.
I had an abusive husband who used to say,
that's how they justify it in their brain.
Why do you make me do this
you
to you?
You push my buttons.
And,
yeah,
instead of him controlling himself.
Yeah, or
yeah,
pushing my buttons doesn't make me get like that. Pushing my buttons makes me maybe go to my room and shut the door and leave everybody alone.
Well, and when you try to do that, they take the door off.
No, I'm saying for the guy should
do
that.
You're right, he should.
The guy should say, when you push my buttons, instead of me freaking out and snapping or whatever, I'm just going to go shut myself in the room until I cool down.
I just want you to know, Jessica, he wished he had done that. I don't think these are crocodile tears. I think this is a sincere apology in his heart.
Okay, but you...
She doesn't have to accept it.
You don't have to accept it, and... You know, if Hitler came back and apologized to the Jews, I don't think they're buying into that, Deb. So not everybody. That's an extreme example. What I'm saying is, just because somebody.
Yeah, I'm not even planning on. I'm not even planning on nothing for him. And between me and him, it'd be best for him to separate from me and the child. You know, just complete separation.
Do you think that you ought to still go through the practice of having a gift for her dad? I mean, I always did with my son.
I've thought about that, but, you know, due to the past and the situation he put me in with the headlights deal, and then he blamed me on the headlights deal, and I'm like, wait a second.
How old is this until eight years old. How old is the child?
Eight.
So let's be freaking realistic here when you think about it.
Yeah.
There's no gift from an eight-year-old. So the other person knows that the adult's buying that. So I don't think that should always be the case. But that's my opinion. You know, it's like, oh, look at that. The child didn't give you a gift. The other person went out and bought you a gift. And if I really got a problem with that person, I don't have to buy that person a gift on behalf of a child that can't go do it.
It's a personal choice.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's my opinion.
My opinion
just got me rich, so who am I, you know?
Yeah.
So every time I turn around, he's at, like, he has the money and everything else. And I'm like, yes, you do. And the reason why I did not have that same capability you do, because I'm running a different show game than you are. Things not guaranteed in my life where things were guaranteed in yours. You know,
absolutely.
You got to go with your heart. You really do.
Yeah, and you know,
and see, if I didn't have the disability kind of path, that I was considered kind of like disabled when I was younger, but I did not get disability. I don't have this. I didn't have enough in my adulthood to get a disability.
Yeah,
because my hearing did come back. I was able to hear, able to speak. I went through all the speech therapy possible. That's why I have an accent. Most people in my area don't think I'm from here, but I am actually born in the area. My parents are from the Carolina.
No, you don't sound.
You don't have the Carolina accent.
No twang.
Yep.
See, I have family from the north, so I'll probably pick up more of a northern type of accent because of the family is from the north. But I am from the south. I was born in North Carolina. I'm same county as I was when I was born. So I'm glad that I told my mom, I said, I need to be where the resources at. And where I chose to be at is where the resources are in the county lines. So I can get the resources to move forward on.
Yeah,
I went with my gut, and it was so funny, is that when I was young, I was like my little girl's age, I remember telling my mama, I'm saying I was going to live in Nashville, and if I got older, that's where I was going to live, and that's exactly where I'm at.
Yeah,
Wow.
It's so funny. It's so funny. Yeah, and then
yeah.
I have tired.
Yes.
And then I have tired. Sorry.
No, it's okay. We're going to move on. Real quick, you have a RoboCard reading.
Stuff. I wonder what it says.
Oh, actually, it's not so bad. This is for a RoboCard reading. This is close to a unicorn and rainbow you're going to get for a RoboCard reading. Some good stuff is about to happen and didn't say stuff.
It was, yeah.
Don't let your issues screw it up. So something's coming. Sometimes something good's coming, but we're so negative in our lives that we kind of push
sometimes.
It away.
Sometimes.
Which is...
Well, you've got many wounds yet to heal from that man.
Yeah. And
it can take years.
So even when you're going through some negative stuff, try to think that there's positive things out there.
Yeah, you're right.
Because there are.
Well, thank you, Jessica.
Oh, I know there is. Oh, I know there is more positive.
And she's up a lot of stuff. Metaphysical stuff too. So,
yes.
Yeah,
thank you, Jessica.
Yes, thank you so much. We're glad that you showed up.
If we don't hear from you before Christmas, please have a happy holidays.
Yeah, if we don't, but we're going to be here a lot. We're going to be here a lot.
Thank you. We're going to probably be here every night.
We're not traveling out of town
till the first of the year, and then we may drop off a few nights.
Yeah, we're staying in town, so we'll be around a lot.
All right. Take care. And I'd like
you
to
too.
See who showed me.
Oh, well, Patsy, you can see she loved your hair.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, she says, oh, God, awesome, lovely. You're so beautiful inside and out.
Well, I feel honored. That's a very nice thing to say.
All right.
Thank you.
I type it first because there's no delay in typing, but the messenger window is open. I think Laura actually said she's got a question, so that's
good. Cool. Laura, I'd like to have you ring us up.
I thought we lost her because I said zero viewers, but, you know, that little counter on Facebook is what's that worth? It's free.
There she comes.
There she is, just walking down the street, singing doo-wah-dee-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee.
Hey, Laura. Hey, there she is.
I love you guys.
Oh, I love you, too. Miss Canada is on the... On the portal.
Canada.
Yeah.
Very serious.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
So today I found out something horrible.
Oh,
shit.
The Indian Reserve here where I live in Oliver.
Oh, she said something about it.
They won't spay or neuter their animals, but when they have puppies, they're shooting them.
No.
So I'm heading up there Monday to try and rescue as many as I can.
Oh.
How do you see that going?
Oh,
that's very, you know,
that's horrible.
It's very old school.
Yeah.
It is. It's like sometimes.
And nobody can touch them because they're friggin' Indians.
Oh, yeah. It's a sovereign place. It's outside of the only, yep.
Bullshit.
It is. And it's very, like, archaic.
Oh.
It's like, okay, maybe you had to do something like that 400 or 500 years ago, but you don't have to do that anymore, you know?
No. Get those animals fixed.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah, they won't.
Right. That's the first thing you do. And if you don't, well, then you should have a backup plan.
Maybe.
Yeah, apparently they run them over with their ATVs for fun and to see how many they get at once. It's just horrible.
It's very upsetting.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I've been nauseous all day.
Maybe you could get some kind of movement going.
I remember.
I'm going to try.
Do
you remember when the Olympics were in Russia? I don't know how many years. It wasn't that many years ago. And there was apparently whatever city they were having it in, there was a big stray dog problem.
And?
They would actually ride like subways. And then Russia was like, we're just going to round them up and kill them. And some Russian billionaire said, no, he went and scooped them all up. And
yes, that's right.
Put them in some kind of big dog farm and said, oh, no, you're not. Some Russian billionaire. Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what I see in your cards is you better brace yourself. It's going to be really gut-wrenching, soul-wrenching.
I heard that lady told me today it will be.
And I think, though, you're going to garner a lot of interest if you get this going. I mean, you could start maybe getting it going viral.
I would try to hit every social media and news outlet on this planet.
Yeah, you can send in a presser, like a journalism presser.
Because you know what?
Yeah.
You can't do squat on the reservation, but they don't like national negative press.
No, they don't.
Because they own a lot of casinos and stuff where they're making money, and people start with, like, you kill puppies? I don't think I'll go to your casino.
How about those mother dogs and the trauma?
The lady told me today that her friend was staying in a trailer up there last summer, and her husband heard shots, and they opened the door, and the mother was running, trying to protect her babies, and he shot three of them. The puppies had one ready to shoot it, and he yelled, "Stop, I'll take it."
Aww.
And that's the only one he could save. And the mama, they neglect and abuse them. But
they want to stay old school, where they weren't pets. They were like part of a process of helping them do things, hunting, guarding, being a watchdogs.
If you spearhead this, you're going to get people to join you in this effort.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's...
Am I going to bring any home on Monday?
Oh, I think so. Yes. And what? Too bad we can't find a billionaire to go up there.
That's what you need.
Yeah, somebody...
That's what it needs, is people with a shit ton of money, and then they can blow up the press. And I think things would change when you blow up the press.
Yeah,
Well, I'm going to do that.
Oh, bless
and maybe
you.
I can make a deal with them that, I'll just phone me and I'll come and take all the puppies, and maybe I can get charity drive going.
You
so
bet.
They'll let us, we can neuter and spay all their animals for free for them.
Well, that sounds like quite a glorious mission.
Yeah, it's good to have that, and it probably would take a lot of time, but a good cause takes a long time to actually get where it needs to go.
Well, let's put a lot of prayers on that.
Yeah, and
and
the biggest thing is the press.
Yeah, they
that,
can be a big...
Somehow get that in the news media, social media, get some...
Well, there's a lady here, she's native. She apparently owns all our wild horses. And everybody knows that in the spring, she hires guys to gather them up to put them in slaughter.
She does?
To make herself money. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because she's native, they can't touch the horses.
Well, of course, look at us. We're all, we love our steak, and what do we do with all those cattle? Round them up for slaughter.
Yeah, it's there's a certain point where it's a fine line. But, it's one thing to... Take an animal for meat and surviving. It's nothing to shoot puppies because you don't want puppies. That's a whole different ballgame.
Oh, my God, Brent. Yeah. Well, I say God bless you, because it takes an extraordinary person who will stand up and say, I'm not going to allow this, and get others to join you in your effort.
I'd be all over PETA.
Oh, would they work out of the country?
It's not out of the country. Well, that's...
Yeah.
I know what you're saying, out of the country, but that's
Do
just across the
Do you have animal rescue?
Yes.
Okay, well, go ahead, get them going.
I think PETA would be involved. They don't give a damn if it's across the border.
Probably not.
Aren't they in Canada too, though, PETA? I think
probably. The headquarters, believe it or not, are right here in Norfolk, Virginia.
Yes.
Beautiful
right
building.
Here. Yeah.
They get a lot of donations because that is one awesome, beautiful building they have there in downtown Norfolk, PETA.
If you start a donation drive, we will certainly contribute.
Yeah.
And we'll urge others also.
And they have a lot because they go after people of power for backers. That's why they get a lot of money.
They do.
Yep.
Yeah, like just even, to spay and neuter those dogs.
Right, and that's the biggest, that's the easiest fix,
Yeah.
We have a chain outfit here called Banfield, a pet hospital.
Yeah.
And when we get a puppy, for the first 12 months, it's $90 a month I have to pay.
Really?
And we get a free neuter and spay, and we get all the pup, everything's covered under there. There's nothing I have to pay.
Physicals.
Because puppies have to go to a lot, get all those puppy shots, and they have to get a lot of exams and different worm treatments. And a spay and neuter is covered under that $90 a month. Then it goes way down to nothing after the first 12 months.
You know, it's interesting, too, because when I first started giving you readings, Laura, I remember mentioning that you were going to undertake some work. And you said, no, I'm not in a physical position.
Mm.
You remember this?
No, but work
well,
is
when
a,
it comes for animals, I'll kill people for animals.
And work is a work is a relative term.
Be careful
right?
with Facebook.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah,
Lord
but you
Jesus.
Don't see me having any issues.
Well, no, but it's going to break your heart.
And if you get banned, make sure you create a new profile so you can come back and talk to us.
Yeah, maybe
yeah.
there could be a way for them to receive some kind of. Like payment or whatever you want to call it in exchange for the puppies and the animals.
Yeah, I would bring it to the attention of PETA. I mean, big, rich, powerful Humane Society of
yeah.
America, all those rich, powerful people.
Because I've never heard of this. And, yeah.
They say like...
It's on all the reserves.
Yeah, they say like people like us could do make a big difference, but we need the help of the big people with the big money
really
and the news media. We can't. We can only do
no.
so much on our own as peons.
Yeah, we don't have enough clout, and they
yeah.
do.
No.
You know, if I was like that Russian billionaire, I said, "Oh, you're not killing all those
I
dogs."
I do remember
in the Olympics. So they said they would actually because Russia came up with a
yeah.
subway system long before we did. They said those dogs get on a subway, they would ride it, and then they would go where they would like get free food and stuff. And they would ride subways back. They were like
yeah.
that intelligent,
and they were kept in stores at night
yeah.
when
and,
it was cold.
Yeah. And so the numbers are coming, and we don't want all the
yeah.
people, international travelers here seeing stray dogs. We're going to kill them. And the Russian billionaire said, no, I got them. I'm going to move them to a dog
yeah.
farm.
Look, I'm sorry.
Well, I belong to a lot of rescues, so.
Well, I think that this is going to be a really blessed walk for you. I really
okay.
do. And then, you know, because you are reaching out to those who are helpless. And in a sense,
yeah.
it's going to make me cry.
The puppy.
You, yes, but I bet your money will come through faster than poop through a goose. Because
yeah.
you are giving to...
I've always rescued.
Wow.
You know, and it sucks because obviously, yeah, 300, 400, 500 years ago, life was brutal and everybody had to be brutal. It's like Old Testament stuff. But you know what? It's not like that nowadays. You don't have to do that crap anymore.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Once upon a time, you probably had to do stuff like that.
Maybe you have to try and put together like a free website, you know, because there's places like blog, what is it called?
Well, if you talk to like PETA, Humane Society.
Yeah, maybe they'd help you with
that. Or maybe some other local groups. There's people that probably work with you on a cause.
And you could, yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them are very
I just don't want to, I
yeah.
don't want to bring a bunch of people the first time.
Yeah.
Just because,
no,
you know, I want them to kind of trust me.
Yeah, it'll look like
yeah.
it's an attack.
Yeah, you don't want to show up.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'd bring somebody so you have a witness.
A friend.
I am. I'm bringing my brother.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
And please keep us all informed.
I will. I'll get on Monday night and talk to you.
Oh, you know what? That would be awesome. Because the show
Here's
is
for the soul.
The show is carried out of Vancouver. I mean, that's where she
yeah,
is.
Yeah, News for the Soul is actually, yeah, it's not where she is, but yeah, it's West Coast Vancouver. Yep.
And a lot of Canadians do call in, you know.
Okay.
And we're all kind of brethren.
And there's right
yeah.
around that area. I mean,
yeah.
if there's pockets right around that area. There's a big, very Indian reservation presence up there in Northwest Washington and Canada.
Yep, for sure.
A big one. They have a lot of casinos up there. I've been there. So
yeah, they don't want to have... This bad publicity, this is like blood on their hands.
Yeah, yep.
You know,
yeah.
poor little babies. Yeah. Well, I bet in spirit they know you're coming, and I'll bet the dogs
yeah.
on the Rainbow Bridge are jumping for joy that their little, you know, the next generations are going to get saved.
Well, yeah, if I was a rich,
yeah.
like, not to say Russian, just a rich billionaire, I'd have a puppy farm. Not like to make puppies, just to have them come.
You'd
yeah.
never let any of them go.
No, I would never give a puppy away, ever.
He'd have hundreds of dogs.
No. No, they'd all have color-coded collars until I got to know them better.
And
you know, their personalities, yeah.
People would try to come and get one and say, no, these aren't, none of these are going in.
No, they're friends and family, but that's it. It would be no strangers. Yep.
See, well, Laura, we're happy to share in this cause with you. I'll be happy to
Thank
do
you.
It. I can... write about you on my website when you get organized.
Or you can come on here every single night we do a show and talk about it.
Oh, you could every night.
And you get, especially on Monday, get a little more News for the Soul has more oomph because Nicole has a huge, she's 24, she's a big dog.
She's one of the top, what did she say, 10 shows?
Yeah, as far as Blog Talk Radio, News for the Soul on Monday, she is a big dog on there.
She's been there 25 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she will, she loves a good
show. If nothing else, every Monday, come on there and talk about this, if nothing else.
I'd love that.
Other shows too, but Monday, you should never not miss that.
You will be
never
our Canadian correspondent. Yes.
Canada.
Yes, coming to everybody live. There it is.
Live from another country, Canada.
And we'll have to work together on some kind of promotion when you're able to take donations. And we'll come up with...
Save these babies.
Oh, God,
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a future hurdle goal down the road. It's not an immediate. You can't come
with
there
right now.
She's
going up there to get some.
No, but I mean, as far as donation stuff, you have to have a whole plan for that.
Yeah,
first.
We will.
Right.
Yeah, I don't care if they give me 20. I'll take them all.
Oh, I wish you weren't so far away. I'd come up and play with them. Bring you puppy
maybe
cows.
Maybe bottle feed.
Yes.
I would quit my job to play with puppies.
Think of the abuse this is to the mothers of those puppies.
Some of them are different, though. Remember Missy?
Yeah.
Some dogs, remember Missy?
Well, she was kind of touched in the head.
Some dogs that we've encountered didn't kind of like their puppies, even mothers. That's weird. But, typically they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you for holding on, Laura.
Well, thanks to you, Laura. We'll be in touch, and we'll hope to hear from you.
Yeah, and I thought we had lost her.
No, we didn't lose her.
But she said, no, I'm here for Messenger.
All right. Well, thank you. This is so inspiring.
You go do it.
Okay.
You go, girl.
We'll be with you in spirit all the way.
You'll get them.
All
right. And I'll talk to you Monday.
All right. Yep. Take care. Lots of love.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye, guys. Now, that just made my week.
Yeah, I mean, everybody loves puppies. Every puppy we have brought home, it gets so excited it pees on me. But it's like, it's so adorable, I don't care.
It's baptizing you.
And they get their bladders like this because they're babies. And they come home, and you bring them home to, like, this house they never saw, and these giant dogs, and they're excited, but they go, pee. I say, I just got peed on, but it is what it is, it's puppy pee.
So that was good news.
All right.
We're
going to rock and roll. We got another caller.
All righty then.
520 Arizona.
Oh, no. I bet it's Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Yes, Lisa.
Hey, how you doing, Lisa?
How you doing?
Hey, you guys.
Yeah.
Are you all a family now? Did you get all united?
Finally, after all the airline debacle. It's like when you travel, the airlines, that it's never going to go smooth. The only time it really goes smooth is people that travel like one-to-one with no connecting flights.
The connection.
As soon as you got connecting flights, you might as well smoke dope or drop acid or... whatever you got to do to not go insane.
Oh, he came home and he's thrilled. Right now he's got 3 weeks of paid vacation before he'll likely be going to Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah, because
work on another Navy ship.
You do 6-12s.
And before he left, he was the acting supervisor for the team.
Oh.
So, if you knew his story... his walk was a rough and rocky road, let me tell you. And to see him standing up like a real man now, I hope he doesn't hear me because he'll come out and go, Mom, what are you doing? So I think he knows I've always been his cheerleader, but now I'm even more proud of him. And I'll get him to poke his head in. So he can say hi to all of you. But he came home, and he is now in his computer room, and he's putting his, these gaming systems are really elaborate, like two monitors and all kinds of gadgets. So he's putting it all together. Yeah. So thank you.
I'm so happy. I can hear your happiness.
Oh, I am. I am.
She's such a nice person.
Who is? Me?
Lisa.
Oh. I know, Lisa. You are really a nice person.
I mean, she is. I mean, she's like really...
Yeah.
Really feels other people's happiness. All right, what
you
do you
really
got?
Do.
What do you have cooking tonight, Lisa?
Yes.
Well, I had a conversation with a woman that I met out of the blue. I went over there to talk to her about something else, and then all of a sudden we realized we had a connection with each other, and it was through my significant other who's now passed. But I had a conversation with her, and I'm wondering, now she knows the woman that spreads a lot of toxic gossip about me in this town. She knows her. And so now I'm asking the cards if what she and I talked about, this woman tonight, is she going to repeat it to that woman that has toxic energy?
Ah, interesting. Okay.
Okay.
Did you get the gist of it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I did too. So you met a woman that was had a connection with her ex in the past, but there's another woman out there that's being a nasty person. You're wondering if...
She wants to know if she can trust this lady.
Yes, exactly. If what they had a conversation with. Yeah. Way out there. That is a very good question.
You're good.
So the connection was they were just platonic friends. I mean, it was no big deal, but... Then she asked me a question, and that led into the conversation. And so now, I'm wondering exactly, Deb, just what you said.
Yeah,
that is a really good question.
And I'm working on the cards right now.
Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what. She is someone who does repeat. But she's very careful about who she repeats it to. So, and I think that she really thought a lot about your beloved passed away.
Okay,
partner.
So she, that's not so bad.
But
though.
She's typical, like we women love to repeat something.
Are you seriously saying that women like to gossip?
I said we'd like to repeat.
Newsflash to the whole world. Women like to gossip. All right, go ahead.
Oh, God, Jim, you're killing me. But I don't think it's going to amount to. I don't think it'll get back to that one. If anything, it'll just defame that one even more.
Or like you're saying, she's not intentionally going to say anything to that person.
Right.
Right. If it did get back to her, it wasn't because she wanted it to be so, right?
And I agree, yes. And I want to tell you, these cards are showing that that house should really sell very quickly that you're selling.
Oh,
she's done everything incredibly to it.
Yeah, it's under a designation called What Would Surprise You.
I mean, she loaded it with a security system. She cut the bushes down to make it more secure.
And it's going to come away with them tonight.
Are you...
She a
prepped,
nice, healthy profit
she
for
prepped,
you.
She prepped it beautifully.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Oh,
really.
God. Yeah. No, and the cost of the guys today was like, oh, my God, I couldn't believe how much it cost. And I still have, we're not even partway down yet on, getting all that stuff out.
Well,
so
but
it's
you can't
cost
do
more
it
money.
That is the thing, though.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody passes, they have a lot of stuff.
They got a lot of,
People have a lot of, when people own a house for many years, they got a lot of stuff there.
Yeah, they do.
All of us do, young, old, it doesn't matter. If you own a house for like 10 years or more, you put a lot of stuff in it.
A lot of stuff,
and that's just normal. That's what we humans do, but then somebody else has to deal with it when we pass.
Right, and I think that it was therapeutic for you not to have to do it, and you physically can't do it by yourself. So... It's money well spent.
But she's getting it done.
But I am really, really happy about your son. I just think that's so wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. We want our children to be good. You know, I mean, to have it good for themselves,
I know.
That's the bottom line.
He's 29.
Yeah, that is the bottom. She's right. Lisa's right. That is the bottom line.
He is 29, but he'll always be my baby. My baby.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Was that
so
a Mariah Carey song? Always be my baby.
I don't know.
In a different tense. It wasn't Mariah Carey, but it wasn't about a song.
I don't think
you know?
Anybody's going to thank you for Mariah Carey.
If they do, God help them. God have mercy on their soul for anybody that mistakes me for Mariah Carey.
Yes.
May God have mercy on their soul.
Yeah! Alrighty.
Alrighty then. Let's see what we got here. Alright. Now.
Yeah.
These robocards, you have to take it with a grain of salt and not get pissed off when you hear the message. Because it's not angels and unicorns. Alright? The subject is, get the F out of your head.
Okay.
Get in your heart, it misses you.
Oh,
so sometimes you might get wrapped up.
I like that.
You might get wrapped up in so many details in your life, but don't forget about your heart.
And remember, we were saying earlier, anxiety causes people to really overthink.
And life does that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's life.
That's true.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, so much.
Oh, Lisa, so happy to hear from you.
Yes,
very
much. Happy to talk to you all. Because you weren't planning on coming on.
No.
That was a big presence.
Because we heard his flight was coming. He was on an earlier flight from Philly.
This is a blessing of the airline debacles that we go through. Here's when the flight's coming. Oh, hour delay. Oh, next, Jed's a millionaire. Yeah.
It was maddening.
Yes.
But once we saw him, it's like when you give birth, it's a horrible process for 9 months, and then you pass a watermelon. Yeah. The next thing, you don't even remember it.
Well, I'm glad I've never passed a watermelon.
That's why you guys have to treat us like the queens that we are.
That's a different show. That's a different subject of a different show.
Okay. All right, Lisa, please have a great weekend.
Thank you very much.
Oh, and you too. You all three of you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Keep calling back. We want to hear from you a lot more
Absolutely.
Before the holidays.
Sure, we do.
Officially come to a close.
Yeah.
All right, honey.
Oh, how lovely. We'll talk to you soon. Oh, thank you.
Thank you very
all
much.
Right. Bye-bye now. Okay.
All righty, we're going
on
to the last. I think the one that's going to take us to the promised land. We are going to area code 914. Oh, 914.
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for taking my call.
And what is your name, please?
If you have any kind of speakerphone, computer background, you got to shut it all down.
Is that better? I'm sorry. Is that better?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
so,
thank you. I'm sorry about that.
Yes. How are you doing?
Yes. Good. Thank you. And yourself?
Man, we're hanging on. It's a Friday, so you feel good on a Friday all automatically.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
Tell us what you'd like to
get cooking.
I was wondering about love. I was wondering if you see, please, Marco and I connecting.
Marco. Okay.
Yes.
Mark. All right. Give me a moment while I lay out your cards and Jim will speak to you.
Okay. And refresh our memory on the history of you and Marco and anything else that would help her with a reading.
Okay, he's actually overseas. I was shy when I was there, so I didn't really communicate too much. But, I felt a connection, and I asked somebody to actually get in contact with him for me and give him my number.
Okay, so you were physically overseas when you met this person, correct?
Yes.
And now you're back domestically, but that person is still afar, correct?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
So now you're back you're back and you guys now have a great distance between you two.
I was there and I came back.
So right now he's far away right now still, right?
Yes, correct. Yes.
Okay, right. Deb, what do you got?
Well, what I got is there is a great passion and attraction between the two of you. Very much so. I feel that the more that you have phone or message contact, it's going to be something that you both discuss. Like, you know, little things that let you know that you're falling for somebody.
Like?
And he's going to share it with her. Like, he makes my knees feel like they're melting.
Oh, Lord, okay.
And I hear
all right.
He doesn't expect, because smiles between you, that it will work out. But he has great potential to fall madly in love with you. Madly.
Karen has actually added a lot of hurdles to the relationship.
It does.
Yeah, it does. We've been able to find other people, but now we can't get to them.
Well, I think that where there will be a way, and I wouldn't be surprised.
That's, you know what? That is true. It
will work out.
We are humans. We can overcome obstacles.
I'm with you, Captain. I think that he's definitely a keeper, and that you two will explore quite a relationship together. Yes.
Aww. Yes, you made my night.
If you watch any of the 90 Fiancé and all of that, a lot of them do work out. You know, so.
It's a whole new world that was opened up, like, starting in the 90s when computers got affordable.
Yeah. Now they're really exploring.
Well, now you got a phone. All you have is a phone to talk to people. You can have a $60 phone and talk to somebody on the other side of the planet.
It's pretty good.
It is. All right.
Here's the
rebel card reading. Now, they are not sugar-coated, but this is kind of cool, and I'll explain what I think it means. It says, be effing grateful.
Be effing grateful.
Stuff could be so much worse. So right now, you're talking about a person that's far away.
Yeah.
So you should be grateful that you have somebody that you can think about, that there is a possibility. There's many people out there that are lonely that would be here. Like to be in your shoes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I hope you keep in contact with us so we can follow this romance. You know.
Thank you. I will.
Sorry, we're nosy, but we just kind of live vicariously through all of you.
Yes. Let you know if I move.
We are going to end on a really great note through you.
Oh, we will be here tomorrow. Saturday's almost another
Thank given. You both. God bless you. Oh, thank you.
God bless you.
Yeah,
too.
We'll be here tomorrow if you want to call. You might
or
not want
anytime.
To if you don't. Yeah, anytime.
Anytime.
Yeah.
So we got to bring you down now to sing us off the show. All right,
we got to go. Thank you so much, honey.
Yes. And tomorrow we'll be back to our normal time of 7 p.m. Eastern.
Word up on that, dog.
Yep, take care, stay well, and we hope to hear from you tomorrow.
True that.
Bye-bye now.